Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle,
and let's dive in.
All right. I guess we can't cheers to start this one, huh?
Yeah.
Because we haven't opened up our drinks yet. Well, welcome to episode 40 of the Sisters Like Us podcast. We have a new background. If you are on YouTube, watching on YouTube, you can see we got some new pictures. Allie picked this one out from Etsy and then just designed this one with our logo and sent them to get printed at Office Max.
Yeah.
I think they look great.
Yeah, I think they're so cute.
Yeah, I think that turned out super cute and a lot more cost effective than waiting for a neon sign.
Yeah.
And I think it's just more the vibe too.
Yeah.
I mean, neon signs are cute, but it's like,
I mean, I like the idea of a neon sign maybe later.
Maybe someday.
Yeah.
And we could like alternate it or whatever. The neon sign could be fun if we have guests or something. It's like for special occasions or I don't know. Oh, before we get into the drinks, there is a feature I have not figured out if I can figure out how to make it work where the video can be on Spotify. Have you seen that on any of your podcasts? Mm-hmm. I thought that was so cool. So rewind, I think I mentioned this on an episode before. I used to listen to my podcast in an app called Overcast. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that's what like where I listen to my podcast, and I just never wanted to go through the effort of moving everything over to Spotify or Apple.
Right.
Well, the Overcast interface changed and it is annoying. And I was like, okay, this is the sign. I need to move to a different platform because I cannot deal with this interface. And so I moved over to Spotify and like, you know, followed all my podcasts over there and realized that the ones that have video, it just pops up in Spotify. That's really cool.
That. Yeah. I don't know how they do that, though.
Okay. But I'm going to figure out how they do that because I think that's really cool. The other thing I noticed, Spotify has a comment section. So you can leave comments on individual episodes.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I thought that was super cool, too. Because if you are somebody who doesn't want to watch on YouTube or listen on YouTube for whatever reason,
that's new.
I think it is new.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's new. If you are looking to switch your podcast platform. I understand if you listen to other podcasts that don't do video and so you want them all in one place. Mm-hmm. Go to Spotify. Like, that's cool. And I'm going to figure out how to get the video there.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. So, our drink this week, I have a little bit of bad news. Two of them did not freeze. So, on last week's episode, I talked about these fun vodka cocktail popsicles. They look, you know, like the freezy pops.
It's because alcohol doesn't freeze.
But okay, I wasn't expecting them to be fully frozen, but like these two are more frozen. They're frozen-ish, but these two didn't freeze at all.
Okay, well, should
we start with the somewhat frozen ones?
Okay.
So it was a pack of, I think it was 12 from Binny's. And it's four flavors, and there were three of each flavor in the package. I just went ahead and froze one of each flavor for us to try, but again, two of them got kind of frozen, and two of them like didn't freeze at all. And I've tried to look on the instructions, like on the box, to see if it would, tell us how to make it freeze, and it did not. So, anyway, but they are also, they're skinny, I think is what it said. Yeah, wait, it's 100 calories, 8% is what mine says, I sure say.
Same.
Okay, I have the watermelon lemonade.
That sounds so good.
What do you have?
Cosmo.
Maybe we should switch. We are going to switch.
Yeah.
Okay.
But can you like
sorry.
Hold on?
Sorry,
like,
so. I'm so impatient.
Cheers.
What was your reaction for?
That is straight alcohol. I was like so excited because the little bit that spilled on my leg was like tasted good. No, I hate that. I thoroughly dislike this.
Okay. I think that one is so sweet. It's not straight alcohol. It just tastes like watermelon.
Ooh. I like this one.
I don't think that's straight alcohol. I think that's straight cranberry.
It's gross, the aftertaste we put. Ew.
Yeah. The Cosmo is not great. The watermelon lemonade one is good. It's very sweet. I couldn't have more than like a half of one and I'd be done with it. I think if they were actually frozen, though, it would be a lot better. And I know alcohol doesn't freeze, so I don't know how.
Maybe like look it up, like
this is supposed to work.
How are these supposed?
Or are they just supposed to? But it says skinny freezer.
The freezer might not be cold enough.
Okay, but everything else in my freezer freezes, like ice and all the other frozen food in my freezer is just fine.
I don't know. Okay. Anyways.
Should we try the other flavors or should we wait till we
finish? Yeah, let's try them because, like, I'm not
necessarily gonna.
Okay, which one do you want? I'll try the lemon drop.
Okay. So Allie
has
the
liquid.
Yeah, Allie has the lemon drop and I have the apple teeny, and they are not frozen. Okay, wait, that's delicious though.
The aftertastes of these are disgusting.
I'm not getting this terrible aftertaste that you're getting. I like the apple one.
But these are just not my jam, I don't think.
That's fair. I just thought, I saw them in the store and thought they would be fun. The lemon?
It just kind of like gets you a little bit.
Yeah, the lemon one is not it. Wow, it's so artificial lemon lime flavor. Like, you know, like that artificial lemon lime flavor. That's what it tastes like a Gatorade.
I don't know. I'm getting a weird aftertaste on all of them.
Yeah, that's unfortunate for you. I'll have this apple. It's weird to drink because it's like liquid in a tube, but I like the flavor of this apple one.
So. I like the watermelon.
Yeah, those other two are just okay. Okay, Mom is texting us about enjoying her white counter. Ooh, she sent a picture.
It looks good.
Wow, it looks really good. So I don't know if we've talked about this. I feel like we had to have talked about this on the pod.
Because we probably hear about it so much
we don't want to talk about it. Mom is redoing her bathroom. And she's not necessarily, like, moving anything anywhere. It's just literally a redo of everything because it was this, like, emerald green tile. It was so awful. Mm-hmm. With this, like, black and white checkered floor that was actually cute. It just didn't go with the emerald green marble walls.
Right.
So Mom basically is doing this entire white bathroom. It is white on white on white on white on white. And she just sent a picture. They got her vanity and her countertops in today.
Yeah.
And it looks really good. I feel like we should start with where we ended last week. So we recorded the pod, and then we had plans to go to dinner with Mom. We're not going to talk about everything that happened last Thursday, but we're going to at least talk about how the fact that you and I are bad influences on each other. So anyway, we go to dinner with Mom and Lila. The four of us go to dinner, and it's lovely. And it's BYOB, which has its pros because you save a lot of money. But then it has its cons because you've opened a bottle of wine. And I really wanted red with my sushi. And so then we came back to the house and to our house, put Lila to bed. And because Sam was at an event. And I was like, well, I'm going to keep drinking this bottle of red that I've already opened. And so we played a game, which I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast, but if we haven't, we should.
Mm-hmm.
Called Know Me Fast. If you are looking for a fun game to play.
I don't even know if they sell that anymore, do they?
Well, when I bought it originally, it was from, like, the actual website, like, knowmefast.com. So my guess is that it's still sold there.
This is a petition for Know Me Fast to come out with a new game called Know Me Faster.
Or we're going to do it.
Or we're going to make it.
And you're probably
going to
sue us.
Correct. Because it needs to be, like, mm-hmm. Some of these prompts.
Well, some of them are just really old. Like, how many, one of the questions we had last week was how many CDs do you own?
Right. Like
it's outdated.
But anyway, it's like a way to, like, see how much, like, you know the other person in the game. So I was like, oh, like, we should play us three because I feel like it would be really close.
And it was.
And we just kept tying. We kept having to do a tiebreaker and a tiebreaker and a tiebreaker.
Until Mom eventually won, which that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. That's fair. I accept that.
But at the same time, because some of the questions are so outdated and annoying, it's kind of like luck of the draw. Like, if you get questions that are good, because you get credit both for getting stuff right about other people, but you also get points when people get questions right about you.
Right.
So if you have a question that's really easy, then you get all these extra points. Now, with three people, that's not as easy to skew. Like, when we're playing with, like, our whole family, and somebody gets a really easy question and they get all those points, like, you can blow it out of the water. But it was still fun. We did keep having to play tiebreakers. And then we finished. And Mom made the good decision to go home while you and I kept drinking.
Correct.
And, definitely paid for it a little bit on Friday. So the note I have in my note is that you and I are just bad influences on each other.
Yeah, honestly, I already closed the chapter on Thursday.
Okay.
That's
fine.
No comment.
All right. We're You're going home as soon as we're done here, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, yes. Okay. Mom's picking me up. And taking me
home. Wait, for real? Mom's coming to get you?
Yes, because she told me to Uber here in case we go to the movies, and I'm like, I'm not Ubering home.
Oh. What time is she coming to get you?
I told her to leave her house at 8:45.
Okay. That's funny. I didn't know that.
I just made the decision.
Okay. I didn't know Mom was coming to get you.
Yeah.
You and Mom are going to go see Twisters.
Tomorrow.
You're going to go tomorrow.
Yeah.
Daytime movie date.
Yeah, I think we're going to, yeah. It's, like, weird when I, like, work at night and, like, do something in the morning, but.
Did you not, like, did you dislike it when we did it with Inside Out?
No, it was fine. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think Twisters is going to make you cry, so.
Yeah. It'll be fine. But, yeah, I really wanted to see that movie in 4DX. That was, like, what I was trying to do.
What is 4DX?
Like, moving seats, like, water, wind.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, Regal does 4DX. But it was only, like, they were only doing it for 4 days, and, like, every single one was, like, sold out. Oh. And then they had to switch to Deadpool. They're doing Deadpool in 4DX. But then, of course, I, like, see all this stuff about, like, oh, my God, it was the coolest thing to see Twisters in 4D. I'm like, of course it was.
Then maybe they'll bring it back.
No, they won't. It's movie season. They don't have time to bring it back.
Maybe when movie season hits a lull, they'll bring it back.
But there's so much that goes into making a movie 4DX. They can't just, like...
But they've already done that piece. They've already done the behind-the-scenes work of the timing of the chairs and the wind and all the things. They just have to implement it.
Yeah, I suppose.
I think it's possible. If it was really that amazing and, like, sold out and it was, like, that cool that they can justify...
I don't know how much longer it's even going to be in theaters, though.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know the ins and outs of owning a movie theater, but I just... You know, they've done things in the past where movie theaters have brought back, like, Harry Potter or things that, like, certain people were too young to see in theaters. Like, I went and saw Monsters, Inc. in the movie theaters in New York one time. Mm-hmm. And it was freaking awesome because I was too young to see that. I don't know if I was too young to see that movie in a movie theater. Yeah. I have no idea when that movie came out. I was probably not too young to see it in a theater, but I don't remember seeing it in a theater. So yeah. I went as an adult, and I loved it, and it was so fun. It was for, like, Disney, one of the, like, anniversaries of something.
We should go to that, like, rooftop.
Like, movies on the rooftop?
Yeah. I went, like, one time. It's cool, but the only thing that sucks is you, like, wear headphones. Mm. And it's like, yeah, like, you're not supposed to talk during movies anyway, but it's just, like, you're in such, like, a social setting. It's, like, so weird. I guess that, like, they did that purposely so that if someone wanted to talk, it wouldn't disturb the person next to them.
Well, it's probably also sounds a lot better in headphones than, like, projecting to that many people yeah. outside. Because yeah. having sound project outside is really hard.
Yeah.
Like, that it takes a lot more work than contained inside of a movie theater.
Right.
Speaking of sound projecting outside, wasn't on my list, but just popped into my head. Really glad that we're not at Lala. It's supposed to rain, like, all day tomorrow at Lala.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so sad that I'm not going to see Renee Rapp. And literally all of my friends are going.
Tonight?
Tomorrow.
Oh, I thought she was tonight.
She's tomorrow. But I work, so, like, it doesn't even matter. But I, like, so we've talked about this before, but my roommate goes all out for her birthday.
Right.
And I have, for the past couple months, pretty much had thought it was going to be Saturday the 31st was the day that we were celebrating. And then I find out last night, and I, like, booked the party bus for her and everything with the right date, but I just, like, didn't put the two and two together. It's actually Friday.
Okay.
And up until 2 weeks ago, I was closing that night. I was working. And, like, I had to switch because I have to go in on Saturday. It's, like, this whole thing, but we're fine.
You were able to switch.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That would have been bad.
I would have, like, had to figure something out. There was no way I was not going to go to her birthday.
Right.
But.
Well, because the girl does two birthday events, and you can't go to the other one.
Correct.
Because it's Lila.
Correct.
That peanut is going to be one. She's 11 months today that we're recording this, which is, I don't know. It has gone by so fast. Like, so fast.
Yeah.
I literally we were on a walk yesterday or the day before. Just me and her. And I can't even remember now, but I saw something that reminded me of being pregnant. And I was like, it feels like yesterday that I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. Like, it feels like I was pregnant yesterday. And, like, I have an 11-month-old.
Yeah.
Like, she's almost a toddler.
She's not almost a toddler.
She is. Technically, they become toddlers at one.
Really?
Yeah. Once they are no longer one, they are toddlers and not babies. Or not infants. Infant to toddler. Baby is like the general, all of them. But okay. Like infant is 0 to 1.
Okay.
And then toddler starts at 1.
Well, it's okay.
So sad.
Don't be sad.
Okay, do you want me to keep going? Do you have more? Yeah. Do you have things on your list?
Like 2 things, but you should go.
Okay, well, the only other thing on my list is So You Think You Can Dance.
Okay, then we can just move into that.
Okay. So we've been watching So You Think You Can Dance and checking in with each other. We decided this week to watch 2 episodes and talk about it. Were there 8 or 10?
10.
We probably should have looked at a calendar and done like 2, 2, 2, 2 until you're in Italy. Because I feel like we got to wrap it up before you go to Italy. Because otherwise it will be, I'm going to forget.
I could like finish it tomorrow.
Okay, we can either do 3 and 3 before the next 2 episodes. Or we can binge and just do it all for the next one.
We can binge.
Okay. Before we binge, we have wrapped up episode 4, which they have now solidified their top 10, which just, it felt rushed to me. Like, I feel like I didn't get enough time to, like, get to know them. Like, in the past, it feels like it has taken a lot longer.
That's, like, my whole point is this is 10 episodes. Like, I don't know anybody. I'm respectfully not enjoying it.
Aww.
Like, I like it, but I don't feel, just feel like I'm watching, like, it's so fast.
I want to go back maybe and have you watch, like, an old season.
Yeah.
One of the things I wrote down, though, one of the people on the show, they were talking about the fact that he was 30 and it was his last chance because the age range for auditioning is 18 to 30.
Mm-hmm.
And it just hit me that I have been watching this show since before I was old enough to audition and now past being too old to
That's
audition.
Funny. That's so funny.
But yeah, it definitely feels fast.
Yeah.
I also was confused because one of them said they were like performing in something in Vegas or something like that. I don't remember now what it was. And I thought, same thing with like American Idol or all these things, that you had to be an amateur. Like you couldn't have gotten paid. That's how I thought So You Think You Can Dance worked, is you had to be an amateur dancer. You couldn't have gotten paid to dance in order to audition. And that is clearly not the case anymore.
Huh.
So I don't know. I don't know what the details are there, but that was what stood out to me.
Yeah, it's just weird. Like, I feel like you said, like, the episodes were so fast. Like, I wish I could have saw all of the dances. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, okay, they're going home, but, like, why? I barely saw any. Like, I saw, like, 5 seconds of them dance. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I just, like, don't love them.
Yeah.
I think that you should watch Dancing with the Stars this season when it comes out.
When does it start?
In September. And Maybe. Then we should.
Maybe.
It's the best show I've done.
I don't know if I agree with that statement. But I will potentially watch it for you.
Well, speaking of shows, I started a show that I've never seen is one of those things where I'm like, oh no, like I don't like this show, like I'm not gonna like that, so I'm not gonna watch it, like whatever. But I started watching Sex and the City.
Ooh, wait, hold on. But did you stop watching Game of Thrones or are you just taking a pause?
I don't have the mental capability to sit down and watch Game of Thrones right now.
Okay, that's fine. You have a lot going on. Okay, fine. So you watch Sex and the City, which is, but you don't typically like sitcom.
No. And I do feel like it's less sitcom-y than like Friends. Like I feel like Friends is like laughing. Like the laughing in the background is a no-no.
The laugh tracks are annoying. And Parker and I've had this conversation that I really wish somebody would like reissued
Friends without the laughs in the background. I would watch it.
Yes.
I think it is so utterly annoying.
It is annoying.
I can't stand it.
It is annoying. I do agree that Sex and the City is less sitcom-y because, in my eyes, a true sitcom is where each episode is contained within itself for the most part. Like, there are aspects of Friends that are obviously overarching, but each episode has, like, a thing that is, like, to that episode. And Sex and the City does kind of, but it's lot more overarching.
Yeah. And I've seen both the movies.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, like, you know.
You know how it ends.
I know the basics, too. Yeah.
You know the characters.
Yeah. But I was, like, asking my roommate, I was like, so wait, which one am I? And, like, she's like, you're not any of them. I'm like, well, that's no fun.
I feel like if I had to pick one, you're Carrie.
Yeah. That's such a compliment.
Yeah. Because she's got...
But that was the one reason why I wouldn't watch shows, because she fucking irritated the shit out of me. I'm like, she's so irritating. But she's actually not. Like, in the movie she is, but in the show, she's like, I'm kind of over being irritated by her.
Yeah. Also, at the beginning... Are you still on season one?
I'm in season two.
Okay. I mean, she's so much, like, younger. Like, she... Like, younger and just the character and all the things, like, by the time you get to the movie. Because there's a lot of seasons.
Yeah.
Season one is raunchy.
Oh my god. It's like really raunchy.
So Mom and Kara had them on VHS. And they would go into Mom's room and lock the door. So that none of us could walk in on them. Mm-hmm. Watching it.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
It's raunchy. Season one is raunchy. It's a lot of sex. Yeah. It's there's still sex later on, but it is less sex. But no, anyway, I need to defend why. Not defend, but... I feel like Carrie has the, like, creative job, right? And she's, like, that's her passion, is, like, that creativity out, like, that creative outlet is her job. And she likes to shop and is, like, into, like, you know.
Yeah.
That, like that.
Yeah, no, I could see that. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I also feel like Mom is Carrie.
Yeah.
So which one do you think I am?
I don't know. I was just thinking that.
I feel like there's a clear answer, but that's okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What, you think Charlotte?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've always felt like I was a Charlotte.
Yeah. But, like, I have a friend that's, like, so Charlotte.
Yeah, I mean, like, anything we're putting ourselves into categories, nobody is, like, 100% and 0%.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to align with any of them, it's going to be Charlotte.
Wait, that's fun. That would be fun to, like, go through shows and be like, who's who?
Yeah, well, if I shows?
Gossip Girl's obvious.
Yeah, Gossip Girl's obvious.
Like, literally so obvious.
But not even
obviously Blair. Kidding.
Yeah, okay. I've been rewatching Gossip Girl.
Yeah, I think it's time.
I just needed, like,
I usually comfort. Do it in the fall.
See, I do Gilmore Girls in the fall.
I've never seen that. And I tried. I really tried. Can't stand her voice.
Which one?
Lorelai. Or no, Rory. Fucking stupid names.
I don't think they're that stupid. But I was also even thinking, like, when you categorize yourself, like, Harry Potter houses or, like, that kind of stuff. And you're, like, or, like, Game of Thrones houses.
Yeah, but
houses.
There's, like, actual, like, tests that tell you that. That
there are. But still.
Yeah.
You can still, like, guess.
Yeah.
When we went to Disney/Harry Potter World for Thanksgiving, I don't know. This was probably, Sam and I had just started dating, so maybe 7-8 years ago. I was with my dad and stepmom and brothers. And while we were waiting in lines for rides, we had everybody take the test to figure out what house they were in. And everybody got exactly what we expected, like what we guessed what house they would be in, until Colin got Ravenclaw. And we were like, no way. Like, there's no way. And we made Colin take every fucking test that we could find on the internet. And they kept coming back Ravenclaw.
He could have been, like, purposely, like, answering it so that...
I don't think so. First off, he was super young. I mean, this was... They were 8.
Ugh, I want to be in Harry Potter World right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, literally transport me. Like, Italy, Harry Potter World.
She leaves in 2 weeks.
I leave 2 weeks from today. I will be in the air on my way to Iceland 2 weeks from today.
That's so exciting.
I know. My dad and I just officially, like... Booked our train tickets, and, like, I'm still technically a youth because you're not technically an adult until you're 25, and my dad's a senior, so it was, like, youth ticket and senior ticket instead of the regular adult.
No regular adults on this train.
Yeah. But, yeah, and then, like, one of our trains were, like, going from, like, Venice to Rome, which is, like, a little bit longer, so we got, like, the one where we get, like, a meal and stuff, you know, a little bit.
You're so fancy.
Fancy.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're going to study up on our Italian language.
You did French in school, right?
I did French in school.
So I feel like you should be decent at Italian.
Like, grazie. Just like please, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, water, bathroom.
Yeah. Like
the important ones. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's all I know also in Mandarin. When we were in China, I learned, like, those basic words, too.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm, like, so excited to be there, so I'm, like, not really nervous about the flying part of it, because I'm usually, like, a nervous flyer, but, like, it's the airport highway. I'll be okay.
You will be fine. It really is just going to come down to, like, staying awake the next day to fight the jet lag.
Yeah, and that's, like, why we're also doing, like, an overnight flight.
Yeah, hopefully you can just sleep on the plane.
Yeah, I think I'm going to just, like, take a melatonin and just crash.
You're going to have the best time. I'm very jealous. Although, I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of looking forward to a chill August. We have nobody coming to visit. We are not going anywhere out of town. We have a handful of plans, like weekend little, you know, dinners or hangouts or whatever. But for the most part, nothing. It's going to be so nice. But September is chaos. So it's like, you know, the calm before the storm.
Yeah. I'm like, I deserve this vacation so bad. I'm like, I need this. I need to just relax.
Are you going to take any books with you?
Yeah. So I'm still reading Powerless.
Oh, I don't know why I thought you'd finished it.
No, I've been very tired recently, so when I go to bed, I'm like immediately falling asleep. It is good. It's very much like Hunger Games meets Fourth Wing meets. Like, it's just, like, one of those. It's like you're going through the trials.
Why do they always have trials?
But, you know, in the book, like, it's one of them's, like, basically, like, you're killing each other. So it's, like, kind of Hunger Games-y, mm-hmm. like, in that realm. And then it's, like, there's, like, the poor people. And then there's, like, whatever.
Divergent. Like.
Yeah. It's good, though. I think I am going to do ACOTAR. I'm going to start ACOTAR.
Okay.
On my trip.
I need to get back into it. I'm probably, like, 30% of the way through book three.
I think I'm going to... I have the hard copy of the first one. I think I'm going to...
It's huge.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do the hard copy.
You're going to take that whole book with you?
It's not that big. It's, like, this big.
It's pretty big.
Like, not really.
For, like, when I'm flying, when I'm going abroad, I want, like, the least amount of stuff possible.
I can't believe Iron Flame is that big. I, like, look at it sometimes, and I'm like, I can't believe I read that.
Oh, I know. Iron Flame. It is so big when you look at the actual book on the shelf. Yeah. That is the thickest book on my shelf.
Yeah,
by a lot.
If I was going to, like, the beach or doing something like that, I might not read ACOTAR, but, like, I feel like I have, like...
No. I support you reading ACOTAR on this trip. I just don't... I don't necessarily support you taking the hard copy with you, but...
Okay, well, we'll see.
Okay. I can't remember if I bought the first book or... I think I have the first one. I don't think I have any of the subsequent. I think all the other ones I've gotten from the library.
Yeah.
But I think I bought the first one. I think Kindle has the ability for me to lend it to you.
Okay.
So I will see if I can figure that out.
Okay. Yeah. So that's my plan.
I don't really have a good transition into anything else, but I don't really have anything else on my list.
Well, so I have something coming up, not in, like, in November, which is, like, kind of far away.
That is far away. I have a lot of stuff between now and November, but go for it.
Well, I just bought tickets for it, so I'm like...
Okay.
So, you know, I've talked about Giggly Squad all the time.
Yeah.
They're coming to Chicago and doing a live show.
Okay.
So me and Sydney made bar tickets.
That's fun.
And it's great because it's, like, Hannah Brenner and, like, Paige DeSorbo, who are, like, the hosts. Like, I watch them on Summer House, so it's, like, I'm seeing them, like, that, and then also listen to Giggly Squad, so I'm very excited.
That's fun. I bought tickets to a book signing of an author that I really love.
Oh, fun.
She's launching a new book, like a third book. Mm-hmm. I listen to her podcast, and I have her first two books, and her third book is launching in the fall, and she's doing a book tour, and she's coming to that little bookstore up in Andersonville. I don't know if you've ever been there. There's, like, a bar inside of a bookstore.
Oh, cool.
In Andersonville, yeah. And I was originally going to try and find somebody to go with me, so I didn't have to go by myself, and I was like, got the email, and then I was debating it, and then I was like, hey, do I find somebody? And then she posted on her Instagram stories that tickets were, like, selling out, and I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to buy one for myself, and, like, I'll figure it out later if somebody wants to go with me, or if, to be honest, I bet the other people who will be there are people that I, like, would vibe with, so, like, if I go by myself, like, it's okay.
Fun.
But, yeah, I think that's October.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, speaking of books, we're... going to see It Ends With Us.
Oh, next Friday.
Opening day. We're going to see it.
Yes.
Technically, there's, like, early access August 7th, but, like, whatever.
We're
going August 9th because that's when it said is coming out.
And also, I would rather go Friday night than...
Yeah, and I'm, like, genuinely so excited because I do think it's going to be really good, and I'm excited to share with you guys what we think. I love that book so much.
Yeah, it's so good. But we're seeing it at the Regal, right?
Yeah.
It's a Friday night. I was just thinking about the fact that they have a bar. I feel like we talk about alcohol a lot on this podcast, and I feel like people probably get the impression that we are, like drink a lot. And I just want to clarify that, like, sometimes this
There's
night...
There's literally alcohol in our thing.
I know.
So, like, it's just how it be.
I know, but sometimes the podcast is the only night I drink that week.
Yeah. No, same. Like, this week, for sure, this is the only... Like, I literally...
Like, she's going to have, like, a half of one of these and call it a day.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish this one.
I actually have
good,
really exciting news.
Oh.
You already know, but since we last were on the podcast, I officially launched my business. Yay, Allie. So I did a little post. I have my social media. My website's done. So, yeah.
Look at you being all professional.
Yeah.
How's it feel?
It feels great. I feel like there's still, like, a lot I have to do, which is, like, I think, like, there's a lot of, like, big things that, because right now it's just a lot of, sorry, none of that made sense, but it's just a lot of, like, people I know and, like, word of mouth, so it's, like, a little bit more lax, but, like, I feel like I need to, when I get back, just, like, get all, like, the professional stuff kind of
situated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have anybody else in the pipeline that you've, like, talked to?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So you have time.
Yeah. I'm going to get, like, business cards, I think.
Is that still a thing? Do people still use business cards?
I mean, there's just so many times when I'm, like, talking to people about it, and I, like, feel like the best way to, I'm just like, here, take this. Like,
that's fair. I feel like a lot of people nowadays will be like, hey, follow me on Instagram, and, like, have, like, pull out your phone.
Oh, that's why, because I didn't have an Instagram, so that's why I couldn't do it. Yeah, so, like...
Yeah.
Okay.
You're good. I feel like, I mean, if you want to get business cards for, there's probably things in your industry that they would be helpful for. But if you're like, you're talking to somebody at a bar, let's say you're at, like, you know, Lindsay's bridal shower and somebody brings up the fact that they are engaged and you want to, like, have them, you know, just have them follow you on Instagram. That would be my suggestion.
Yeah.
Because they're going to, like, lose their business card or whatever, but.
Yeah. And I mean, hey, I had like 70 followers on the account and now I have like 115 from my posts. So, you know.
Yeah, 115 followers? Where are all those people? Are they not following Sisters Like Us? I know we have more than that, but I bet.
Well, because so back during the COVID times, I had a mood board business. So I used to make mood boards for people.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I'm going to send you one so you can put an example because I was pretty good at it.
I remember you made me one.
I know. I would, like, charge people, like, $3. I'd be like, here's this. I'm like, you want a MacBook wallpaper? Like, okay, it's $10. Like, just make a little extra cash here and there. And it was, like, fun. And it was, like, honestly therapeutic.
Yeah. We had nothing to do. Sitting at home.
Yeah. And it was fun to just, like, match people's vibes. And then I, like, made them for, like, not for celebrities, but I made, like, celebrity ones and, like, stuff. But so I had that account. And it was Mood Boards by Allie. And so I... Instead of making a whole new account, I was like, I'm just going to change this one because realistically, I would change the one that I'm using for my full-time job.
Well, yeah, but you can't do that until you're not
right there. Because I just have a lot of, like, vendors that follow that, but, like, it's just, like, not worth, you know? Like, I'm not going to end up switching over anyway, so.
But. No, because you need to build your business one into something bigger before you can leave your full-time job.
Correct.
Yeah. That's so exciting for you.
Yeah.
Something that just popped in my head, actually. It goes with So You Think You Could Dance, but I didn't write it down. Have you ever seen the movie Center Stage?
Maybe.
It's, like, very old. I think, y'all, I'm just, like, feeling old because our brothers last night after dinner, we went to dinner for Lindsay's birthday. And after dinner, they were looking at the sign, and somebody was like, yeah, I bet that sign was built in, like, 1990. And they go, yeah, that's an old sign. And ever since then, I've just been, like, feeling old. So
I have not seen this.
Okay. It's kind of cheesy because it's like, it's about ballerinas, but it's also awesome. And for me, very, very nostalgic, but it's...
So should I watch it?
I think you should. It's Zoe... I'm not going to say
yeah,
her last
I
name,
just
right?
Saw who that
yeah, that was like before she was big, but they dance in Center Stage to Can't Eat, which they did on So You Think You Can Dance. It just made me think of that.
I'll go watch it tonight.
Oh, it's so cute. Is it anywhere for free, though?
No, but it's $3 on okay. Prime. I can deal.
Mom can deal. Like, if you're going to watch it on Prime, it's not your credit card. But then it also got me thinking about, like, other, like, nostalgic movies that I want to watch. You read Madeline to Lila tonight, and, like...
I have seen that.
I know, but I'm just saying, in general, I put those in kind of a similar category. Like, I want to watch Center Stage, and I want to watch Madeline, but I'm so bad at watching movies. Like, I just always watch TV shows.
I love watching movies. I just, like, haven't had any time. Like, I love to watch movies so much. I, like, just want to take, like, a mental picture of, like, what my September looks like because I've been so, like...
Focus on your trip.
Oh, it's not too bad. Not too shabby, guys.
I cannot say the same. We have Lila's birthday, and then we're going out of town, and then we're going out of town again, and then my mother-in-law is coming to visit.
I'm sorry.
It's going to be chaos. No, it'll be good.
It's like July and August.
Yeah.
Spooky, scary.
It's almost spooky season.
I'm so excited. Oh my God.
I feel like this is so hard because I also love the fall. I love football.
Love the fall. Like,
I love
I
Halloween.
I crave the fall. Like, I love being able to be outside and, like, the whole, like, aspect of summer, but, like, oh my God.
Yeah,
vibes of fall just are so
I'm
good.
Also very excited for fall. And, like, I don't want to wish away summer because I do love summer and going to the pool and the boat and all the things. But also fall.
Yeah.
Oh, I did have something else. I don't know how it either didn't make it on my list or I read, skipped right over it. Have you been watching the Olympics? No?
I've been watching one clip of the Olympics.
That's sad. You don't care.
I just, like, I don't have time to watch it.
That's fair.
And two, I just, yeah, like, I watched a couple clips on TikTok, so all I needed to see, and, like, right, Simone Biles got gold, period. Like, Suni Lee got bronze, love to see it, but.
That was literally today.
Yeah.
We were watching and, like, screamed. We screamed for Suni because she was, like, not guaranteed that bronze. Like, she was the third, fourth, and fifth were all super tight, like, super close together. And so when she got her score that confirmed her bronze, Mom and I, like, jumped up and down and screamed. We're so happy for her.
Aww. Yeah, she's super cute.
I mean, they're all so cute. Yeah. And talented and amazing and just so inspiring. But I also have fallen in love with the rugby player who is, like, all over social media.
Oh,
have you seen her?
Yeah, because I see what you repost.
Yeah, obsessed with her. Like, yeah. Obsessed with her. Yeah, that's all. That's it. So super excited for them. It's what I have found interesting is the difference between, like, the men's U.S. gymnastics team got bronze, and they were so happy because they knew they probably weren't going to get gold or silver because Japan and China are just that much better. But the fact that they got bronze was huge, and they were so happy. The women's rugby team has never gotten a medal, so the fact that they got bronze, they were super happy. And then you have these swimmers that get silver and just are so pissed. And they just, like, have this look on their face like, I should have got gold. Like, they were, you know, 0.05 seconds from getting gold. And so they're, like, pissed about it. It's fair.
I feel like swimming's different, though. Because it's more of a race. Whereas, like, in the other sports.
That's true. It's like scores.
Right. Like, they're close, but it's like.
Yeah, that's fair.
There's nothing that I could have done to change what the judges were going to score. When it comes to swimming,
you could have been faster.
I could have been faster. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair. That's true. Yeah.
But, like, yes, I think it's different in that way. But I think, like, that, like, I would also beat myself up if I'm like, oh my God, like, I could have done that extra 5 seconds.
It just, no, not five
or
seconds.
Or point five
yeah,
seconds.
.05 some of them have lost by. And, like.
That one Italian man is very attractive.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, the swimmer?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, let's be real. All the swimmers are very attractive.
Yeah.
A lot of the U.S. swimmers actually went to Texas. because Texas has a really good men's swimming program. And so the men's four-person relay of the freestyle, I do not remember the length. That's the thing about swimming is there are just so many fucking events. Because there's, like, all four strokes. And then there's, like, 17 different lengths.
Like, I don't want to watch people swim.
Oh, they're fun to watch, but it's just, oh, it's a lot. Anyway, one of the men's relays, three of the four men were longhorns, which was cool.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So.
It is cool.
It is fun. But, all right. Well, I like the Olympics, and I've been enjoying watching them. Obviously, mostly this week I've been watching the gymnastics, the teams, and the individual all-arounds. Has been fun. And swimming. And rugby. And that's pretty much it so far. Everything else is still, like, in early stages, like volleyball and basketball and stuff. I won't watch it till it gets to, like, closer.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
No.
Mom's coming to get you? Oh, yeah. It's almost 9 o'clock. We got to wrap this up so you can get your mom Uber home. All right. Thanks for hanging out with us this week. Like and subscribe if you're on YouTube. Review, rate and review, preferably 5 stars on wherever you listen to your podcasts. And we will see you next week. Bye. Bye. I'm not chugging this. I'm always like, oh my God. Allie. We'll clean it afterwards. It's your chair. Who paid for the chair?
Sorry, like, people who are listening just heard me go.
Well, I can cut that out.
What? Let's not put that in there.
I think I am a...
Actually, wait, I don't want to say that. Actually, delete that.